something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age. And I'm that guy. I'm your humble host, John Age, coming at you in the very wee hours of the AM, proudly from FEMA Region 4 here on the East Coast. Yeah, it's 3:02 a.m. right about now. I don't think it's that late, of course, in other parts of the world, but nevertheless, thanks for tuning in wherever you may be. Check out AnomicAge.com. You can find that at AnomicAge.com. Please check it out. You've got the About Me's. You've got all 135 shows. You've got, I can't recall how many of these information breakdown segments. I feel like we're at the 100 range for the information breakdown segments. But nevertheless, you can find them there at AnomicAge.com as well. You can give us a ring, so to speak. You can contact us at the site. Excuse me. You can contact me directly at AnomicAge.com also. Most importantly, you can get the iPhone app, the Android app, sign up for the free newsletter. And if you really like the show, I can't recommend this enough, paypal.me/AnomicAge, patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. So please check those out if you are so inclined. Let me get rid of this right now. So nevertheless, you can do all that and so much more. I can't emphasize this enough. If you can do nothing else, just like the like, subscribe to the subscriptions, put AnomicAge.com, hashtag John Age, hashtag Anomic Age in your favorite social media comments. Particularly Twitter. I haven't been on there for 3 years. They kicked me off long ago. So if you'd love to just sort of bait Twitter a bit, put AnomicAge.com out there a little bit if you can. That's what makes this whole thing grow and spreads the information. All those links, the PayPal, the Patreon, they're going to be available in whatever you are listening to or watching this on. So I encourage that heavily as always. Title of tonight's show, Let's Have a War. Let's Have a War. If you're not familiar, those are some lyrics by Fear. A punk band, California punk band, I guess. Lee Ving, originally from New York, got to California. Fear, great punk band of the 80s. Got to see him a couple times. I like Fear, what can I say? This song came out in 1982. Let's Have a War. Let me read you a little. I could read you this whole thing. It's just so spot on and so good, but let me give you a little bit. There's so many of us. There's so many of us. There's so many of us. I won't give you all the there's so many of us. Well, let's move on a little bit. There's so many of us. Let's have a war. So you can go and die. Let's have a war. We could all use the money. Let's have a war. We need the space. Let's have a war. Clean out this place. A little bit more chorus for you. Let's have a war. Jack up the Dow Jones. Let's have a war. It can start in New Jersey. Let's have a war. Blame it on the middle class. Let's have a war. We're like rats in a cage. It just goes on. Let's have a war. And to paraphrase the great Gerald Celente, when all else fails, they take you to war. And that's exactly what they're doing, folks. They're taking you to war. All else has failed. The PSYOP failed. The scamdemic, plandemic. Are you dumb enough to believe it? Demic failed. vaccines. Oh, we're at 80%, 90%, or 100%, I tell you. Everybody got the vaccine. Run DMC told us to do it. Let's get the vaccine. Everybody vaccine. The IQ tests of all IQ tests, I tell you. Let's have a war. So what I really wanted to get into this evening was just the tribalism, I suppose. There's so many ways to frame this, but it really is tribalism. It's tribalism at its best. And I discussed this a few shows back, discussed the tribalism a little bit. But I didn't really delve into it fully, I don't believe, or at least perhaps not enough. Let me see. I'm missing one thing up here. Let me see if I can fix that so we can all enjoy. There we go. Just in case you want to talk to me. You can, of course, comment on Facebook. I'm on Facebook streaming live. I'm on Twitch and DLive, too. So if you want to throw me some comments, feel free to do so. Still can't be on the lovely YouTube for a long time, I guess. I don't know. I can't remember the fine print, but kicked off there after this show from a few weeks ago. Let me give you one more. Let me see, because this is irking me, so let me take care of this right now. There we go. Take that on down to here. Yeah, that sounds about right. Let's interact. There we go. So the show YouTube kicked me off of there for 30 days or whatever. That was with Jerry Leonard. Highly recommend that one. And what really got me thinking about this whole tribalism thing was the last show with Matt Landman. Excellent show. If you hadn't checked that out, you can listen to it. Just the audio on your favorite hosting platform. The video is going to be available on Rumble, on BitChute, on Odyssey, on Brighteon. So the video is available at most of the popular sites that they're not censoring the slaves. So check it out there. But the Matt Landman interview really got me thinking, just because of some of the comments. It got me thinking about the tribalism. It got me thinking about the really sick disease that is tribalism. I mean, people always want to shake it out as far as the racism, the sexism, the homophobia, and all this bull. It all boils down to tribalism. Because us humans are pack animals, so to speak. I know some Christians go, oh, we're not pack animals. Yeah, I'm a Christian too. I'm just not a Pharisee. So yeah, scratch that. They perceive us to be animals. But in and of itself, we are people that like to congregate in groups. Does that suit your fancy, Pharisee? I hope so. So nevertheless, we are people that like to congregate in groups, much like the herd animals, the sheep, the goats, the chimps, the bonobos, the baboons. So we like to group up. And that grouping up is great, but it means we also cling to the group just a little too much. And we are quite tribalistic. We're all too eager to point fingers and blame people if they don't suit your fancy or your flavor of the week. For whatever the newest scam or sham happens to be. So we saw that, I would say, no less evidence than during this global IQ test. Because you got people just clamoring to get away from people and clamoring to force people into masks, force people into gene therapies, force people out of their house, force people everywhere out of the workplace. And it's just predicated on fear and predicated on tribalism. Those two things go hand in hand like peanut butter and jelly. You instigate and initiate the fear, and that brings in the tribalism, that brings in the finger pointing, that brings in the us versus them mentality. I mean, I suppose it's been, in my humble opinion, nowhere less evident than the recent events. But if you go back in time to the 30s and 40s of Nazi Germany, there you see a very crystal clear portrait of tribalism and fear being used as a catalyst to induce the tribalism and into inducing the fear. I mean, it all goes just hand in hand, like I said before. So they know this. So that's what we saw during the PSYOP, the global IQ test, if you will. And we're seeing that now with this Ukraine fiasco. I'm not a Russophile. I'm not any file, you know. I just don't care, to be honest with you. But we're seeing that really taking shape now because we're seeing that represented in all different demographics. But now the new boogeyman is Russia. That's really what it boils down to. The new boogeyman is Russia, folks. And we've got to embrace the new boogeyman, the new fear, the new flavor of the week. Let me see if I can pull one thing over here because I know I need one more thing. See where that joker is. This is what I need. Let's see if I can bring it on over. That's right. That's what we need right about here. Yep. Now I got access to it. So I wanted to show you this in talking about this lovely charade. Because I think this meme very clearly exemplifies where we're at. Let's see here. Well, I'm just going to roll with this because it's taken forever, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. I got that one right there. There we go. Now, that's what we're looking for, folks. Little technical difficulties, but that's okay. We're rolling live here. Who cares, right? It's going to be all right. So let me move this over here on this area, and I will just do this myself. That's okay. No problem. I got it. When all else fails, they'll take you to war. And when all else fails, the American people, or I should just say the global citizenry, will do the same stupid thing that we've always done. Because that's just how we roll. So let me see if I can put this meme on screen here for you. We'll see. Maybe I can, maybe I can't. I think I can. Let's see here. Nope, that ain't what we're looking for. Now that's what we're looking for. There we go. That's what we're looking for here, folks. That's what I wanted to show you after all. That's us. It took a long time, but hey, it's all right. I enjoy wasting time. And this is what I wanted to show you. I won't give you the name of the person who did this. I don't know if they want it out there or not, but I can give it to you. The U.S. has dropped. The U.S. has dropped over 337,000 bombs in the past 20 years and has bombed, here we go, wait for it, give us a little drum roll, folks, here we go, Syria for 5 years, that's no big deal, Yemen for 7 years, Somalia for 15 years, Iraq for 16 years, Pakistan 18 years, Afghanistan 21 years. And this meme gives you the real deal. See if we can scroll on down here. But now you care about the Ukraine exactly when the media tells you to. Exactly when the media tells you to. And I think that's really the crux of this whole thing. Exactly when the media tells you to. That is the key, folks. That is the key. Exactly when they tell you to. You see, the global satanic pedophile death cult has got us on such a string right now. It is absolutely comical. Exactly when they tell you to. That's the name of the game. You see, they've conditioned us so very well. And one of the main problems is, or solutions, I guess, depending on how you look at it, depending on how you use the medium. But one of the main problems is the technology that we currently have. It's that snap every 5 seconds, even quicker than that, you can just get a different media feed. That old Germ song, Media Blitz, Media Blitz. Yeah, and Media Blitz, all right. And it's so fast, and we're getting bombarded often, all the time, that it really puts us in that fear state no matter what. It puts us in that normalcy bias, puts us in that learned helplessness. The dog being shocked on that metal plate just lays down after a while. And that's where we're at. And more to the point, this media frenzy feeds that dopamine drip. Because just like Matt Landman and I talked about in the last full show, you know, everybody wants to feel happy. Everybody wants to get a pat on the back, whether that is legitimate, intangible, three-dimensional real life, or whether that is in the virtual fake world of social media. So, of course, when you put a post out there, a picture out there, whatever you put out there, you want the likes, you want the nice, kind comments, you want the attaboys. Gives you the dopamine drip, makes your little brain happy. It feeds you to happy chemicals in much the same way that doing cocaine might feed you to happy chemicals, just in slightly different form and dosage. So, the powers that be know that. And they have managed to manipulate us quite aptly. Because if you look back at those early World War I, World War II, and so forth, yes, we had the media, we had the radio, and as the progression of conflicts increased with World War I and so on, with World War II and so on, we began to have television, we began to have internet, we began to have those live newsreels of the Gulf War, we saw those caskets being loaded on the planes during the Vietnam War, all that stuff. So they were able to easily frame the narrative and easily manipulate and control the public with that. But now we have another iron in the fire, so to speak, because people want that happy chemical. People want that nice, good feeling. To quote the Violet Femmes, could you stay a little longer? Yeah, they want that good feeling for longer and longer. So they will resort to virtue signaling. We're doing this so that we'll get the pat on the back and the attaboy when we go to the market, when we're out and about, when we're at family functions, and so forth. So we've become junkies to that dopamine drip, social media, and even real life attaboys that we're getting. We're junkies to that feeling, folks. So they've actuated this out for many decades, if not centuries. So they now know that they've got the dog trained. If you do this, you'll get a treat. If you do that, you won't. The positive and negative reinforcement. All psychology, folks. Pavlovian. All this stuff's easy stuff to research and look into. I've done it on so many of these shows, I will not bore you with it this evening. But that's what's up. So now they know that all they have to do is present a new narrative, present a new stimulus for you to respond to. And if you do it in the positive way, you'll get the positive reinforcement, and the negative way, then negative reinforcement. It's really basic stuff here. So the new narrative, just like the common cold and the flu magically disappeared when the COVID hoax was presented before him, the new narrative is Ukraine. And just like the meme I showed you up there, they want you to now fear Russia again. And more importantly, they have manipulated people into taking sides in a conflict that has nothing to even do with us. I'm leaving out the obvious stuff where we have chemical stashes and chemical weaponry, compounds all around the borders of the Ukraine, bordering Russia specifically. We all already know that by now, I think. And somebody out there is going, why don't you cover this? Why don't you cover that? Here, I'm going to circle to this, but I will cover that right now. To be honest with you, there's so much going on right now that is always just in the public purview. And so much of it is just quite, I won't say boring, because that's not the truth. I think it's just beating a dead horse on certain degrees. So I'm choosing to cover COVID a lot less. And I'm also, for the time being, choosing to cover this Ukraine fiasco a little bit for the time being. Not saying I'm not going to cover these topics, because I have. Specifically, I've covered the global PSYOP a lot. But I think, by and large, the people, when you hear something over and over again, I think some people perceive that it's going to have the effect of we're going to rattle the cages until the monkeys get up and dance for us, or get so hacked off they take action towards us. But I think in many incidences, it actually has the opposite effect. I think it really just serves to desensitize the American people, specifically because that's where I live. But it desensitizes the people into inaction. It gives us, they're like, all right, we've heard this so many times, and then what? And like, we're sort of all waiting for that proverbial next shoe to drop. And I think it actually, instead of spurring people into action, it sort of anesthetizes people into inaction, because you just keep seeing the same thing over and over and over, like those stupid planes hitting the towers over and over and over. It is a psyop. It is a conditioning mechanism. It is a fear-inducing catalyst to greater, it's a force multiplier for controlling a subject. It's a force multiplier for just conditioning in general. Back to that Naomi Klein material that I've talked about so many times on here. I mean, that's what all this is. It's weapons of mass distraction, but it's also trauma-based mind control. So that's what all these different sort of whack-a-mole systems are really doing. So yeah, I'll cover this stuff, but I'm probably going to cover it through a little bit of a different lens than the just beating the dead horse mantra that you're going to get from a lot of these broadcasts. So back to the point. What all this tribalism that is being induced by all these variables that I've discussed, what it's doing, it's just doing the same thing that it always does. It induces the us versus them mentality, and it also induces the very hyper-patriotic, hyper-nationalistic stuff that you saw after 9/11 again. I mean, that's why after 9/11, I used to go to this Indian place, which is no longer there, but I used to go to an Indian place, and I remember right after that, I mean, they put stickers out there like, you know, we support America. We are American people. We're American citizens. We support this country. And you saw a lot of that after 9/11, because the psyop of that and the fear-inducing tactics by the shock and awe and all this nonsense, it was really aimed at us, the American people. And what it did is it polarized people, and it created that us versus them in isolated incidences. But nevertheless, it created this, they're not with us because they're from another country, most specifically anywhere in the Middle East, the Near East, India, anywhere where you could perceive someone having that, not necessarily identity, but having just that stereotypical look, if you will. And it was because they gave you the boogeyman. They set the whole thing up. They set the stage in much the same way they did with the PSYOP with COVID, and the same thing they're doing with the PSYOP of this Ukraine conflict. I'm not suggesting that either of these were not real events, but I am suggesting, however, that there's a very much and real, obviously palpable, psychological, manipulative angle to this whole thing. So what it's doing here, I mean, back to the point, is it's creating those same sort of polarizing oppositions again. And you're seeing what I would always have perceived as very, very conservative, very, I'm just not talking just like the blue blood conservatives. I'm talking like those conservatives that are more, perhaps more Christian oriented, perhaps more just We might look at a little bit of a conspiratorial angle, but we're not going to classify ourselves as that. Like those sort of demographics. What you're seeing is with all that, you're seeing people just pulling to the group again. And it's like, oh, we got to do something about Ukraine. Oh, we got to do something about, but we got to do something about Russia and Putin and all this bad, blah, 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 blah. The same old nonsense as you always see touted when they pull these sort of optics. Or I should say operations predicated on the optics. Because you get people, and I wish I had saved this meme. I saved it for a couple of days thinking I was going to put a show out and discuss this, and then I just didn't. But it was a meme. I can't recall the Simpsons character. I could care less about that show, but it was one of those characters that was pumping gas and throwing away a vodka bottle or something. It said something to the effect that I'm helping, you know? And I think that is the mentality of so many Americans now, be that right or left. And also that previous mentality that I discussed. It was like, oh, we got to do something. Putin's so horrible. Russia's so bad and blah, 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 blah. I'm not condoning anything Putin's doing or has ever done. I suppose what I'm saying in the greater broad strokes is it's not our war. It's not our conflict. And it's not something to jump into with both feet without knowing all the players, all the variables, and all the stats of the scorecard, so to speak. I'll give it to you like that so those couch potatoes that are watching the big game can all comprehend what the bleep I'm actually talking about. And I'll give you another one just for funsy fun's sake. See if I got this one for you. There we go. Let's see this one, huh? Nope, we're going to see the other one. Oh, it just took it away. Well, isn't that sweet? Huh. Well, it took away the article I wanted to give you, but that's okay. It's no problem. Because it's okay. We'll just do this as if it weren't live, even though it is. That's okay. Because I've fixed that once again. There we go. That's the deal right there, isn't it? Ho, ho, ho. There you go. All right. That's what I wanted to show you. So there. And this is the line I was trying to show you there before all this insanity started with the technology, but that's okay. It's just no big deal. I enjoy problems. I am a problem solver. Here's Trump from Hannity. It was this week, a few days ago, but he made similar comments in February as well. He said to Hannity, but I will tell you that it never would have happened if I was president, referring to the Ukraine debacle with Putin and the Soviet Union. So, and in other comments, I won't read you every single quote here, but he basically said when he was president, he had talks with Putin and basically said, I'll blow you off the map if you start doing this, that, or the other, indicating that he had Putin's ear, and if not respect, at least his attention. How's that? He had his attention for sure. And if you're looking at the screen there, this article is from Newsweek where they were reviewing the Trump Hannity interview. So there's that. And I just bring this back home to sort of underscore this point that it brings out the worst in us. The tribalism brings out the worst in us. Because very rarely are you saying, oh, it's tribalistic, like we're going to get together with these people or the other and go to a sporting event or get together with these people or the other and go out to dinner. Those are the nice glossy sides of things. But it usually just brings out the worst in us in that we become tribalistic and we begin to pick sides and we begin to say, that's the enemy. We're the good guys. They're the bad guys. Let's go get them. Shock and awe. We got something for you. You know, a la George Bush. Post 9/11 PSYOP. So that is part and parcel of what we're seeing today. And, you got these people, we're not going to buy this from Russia. And I'm like, whoa, are you forgetting the gas that you're buying from Russia? And like the aforementioned quote, it's like people are so childlike and myopic that they really just can't see the forest for the trees. I mean, it's the same stupidity of the sports stars, particularly the NBA players that are coming out with all this mess for Black Lives Matter and everybody's unequal and it's just such a terrible place. I can't believe it's like that here in America while they are supporting, endorsing, and getting paid by companies like Nike that's made in communist China under all these, at the very least, unsafe work conditions, if not outright slavery-style conditions. Let's not even talk about the environmental impact, all you tree-hugging morons that's going on in these other third-world communist bleep holes that isn't even allowed to occur here. I'm not suggesting it should be allowed to occur here. I'm just stating the obvious. So there's that. So it does bring out the worst in us, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing people so very childlike, and I understand it because they have been manipulated for over almost 3 years with the COVID psyop. So they've been manipulated with that. They've been manipulated in their own generation and also multi-generationally with these various wars, all predicated on various false flags and or psyops. If you look at the sinking of the Maine, the sinking of the Lusitania, the known event of Pearl Harbor that was coming, that false flag, the Gulf of Tonkin, which never occurred, and on and on and on, all the way up to the 9/11 false flag, and of course the current psychological operation and or global IQ test that we're living under currently. So they have gleaned a great deal of knowledge on manipulation of the person and group, and they're doing it quite well. So that's why it's so easy to manipulate the people, because they are so childlike, into this stupidity of we're not going to buy Russian blah, 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 because they're the bad guy, but China isn't. I mean, but this nation isn't, but that nation isn't. I'm just suggesting that if you're going to boycott one bad guy, then might you boycott them all? But then, of course, if you did that, you wouldn't be watching any of the obvious mainstream controlled opposition, because they're getting their funding from the same stinking places. Communist China, specifically. Russia, I would say, is more just isolationist. They're just like, bugger off, we're taking our ball and going home. We don't need you people. Leave us alone. It just really gets hysterical and old, but it plays into what I was talking about before, because after you have been witness to or participated in so much trauma, it's very easy for you to go back into that childlike mind, because it breaks you as a person. So if you look at people that have been abducted, if you look at all these different horrible scenarios of torture and slavery and things that have happened to other people, that's what happens. People don't realize this. They don't show this in the movies. They don't show the breaking of a person in these fictional films. But they go back into this very childlike state. That's why they're easily manipulated. And that's why they're so easy to fall into that Patty Hearst sort of scenario of torture worship, basically, where they begin to identify with their captors, take on the Stockholm syndrome, and begin in both cases, defending their captors, defending their torturers, defending the people that are destroying them. Because they can't see the cognitive dissonance. They can't see that they've been put in this subordinate situation and they are in fact defending the people killing and destroying them. So that's what's going on here, and that's why I'm able to not really just jump out there in this episode as I often do and start throwing names out there and criticizing, because I get it. That's what's happened. People, that is what has happened to the American people and the global citizenry at large. That's why they're so easily affected and able to accept the newest extension of bull that they're being fed. And I'll take another opportunity to poke the two wings of the same bird, the duopoly system that we live in, because I've seen comments out there on other people's stuff and a little bit on mine as well, where I'll say specifically the Matt Landman interview that we did last week. Amazing interview, amazing guy. He's doing all the right stuff, in my humble opinion, to wake people up, to be an entrepreneur, to get the message out there. And still I saw criticism on that interview, saying I thought this was a conservative space. Why is this out there, basically? And therein lies the problem, because that is the duality. That is the polarizing oppositions. Because Matt nor I said anything that was the least bit left, the least bit communist, the least bit democratic, or anything of the like. We were both breaking down the issues that we are all facing. I don't believe this 5G thing. Well, that's because you didn't do any blipping research. Be that because of your own stupidity, your own ineptitude, or your cognitive dissonance normalcy bias, that you don't want to believe that the global satanic death cult, they want you dead. People would dare put anything as nefarious as 5G in place because they didn't do Tuskegee. Because they didn't do weapons testing on our own people. Because they didn't try to blow a hole in the atmosphere. Because they didn't just test on people knowingly, willingly. That'd be under Fauci, where they were killing foster children. But I guess that was all right, wasn't it? Because that was for science. That was for the common good to murder foster children. Just like it was for the common good to blow people's lungs out with COVID. It was for the common good to put the most susceptible in the same area as the most likely to spread. Because it was trust the science when we shipped it from Chapel Hill to Wuhan. I guess also, I mean, it was trust the science. The U.S. is openly funding, owning, and maintaining bioweapons lab facilities on the border of Ukraine and Russia. So to me, it's all the same old song, same old song. But the people just can't get it and just can't seem to realize that they are singing along. This ain't a right-left thing. This is a conscious human thing. This is, you get that we're being totally screwed here on an epic level? Because let me tell you what's up, folks. The 5G affects the Democrats and the Republicans of equal measure. This global psyop is affecting us all. This releasing of super salmon, basically, that are going to kill off those in the environment. And again, you're going to see this, I think it was out just this today, again, releasing GMO mosquitoes like Bill Gates already did in Africa 5-10 years ago. So who do you think this is going to affect? Right-wing blue blood moron that can't seem to figure this out yet. It's going to kill all of us because they want you dead. You ain't in the club any more than I'm in the club, or any more than your communist fruitcake relative is in the club. We're not in the club. They want us all dead. So whether you want to admit that 5G is bad for you or not is kind of a moot point. Whether you want to admit that putting your food in the microwave is good for you or not is a moot point. Whether you want to admit that taking the vaccine is a gene therapy that will blip and kill you is good for you or not, it's a moot point. It's like me saying, you know what? I don't believe that putting a 12-gauge with double-aught buck up to my brainstem and pulling the trigger is going to affect me. Because newsflash, whether or not I believe it or not, if I do that and pull the trigger, I'm a dead man. So we can all get in the land of make-believe with Mr. Rogers and get on the little trolley and drive through make-believe land all we want. But at the end of the day, it ain't going to stop what's coming. So why don't you wise up, grow up, and stand up and be counted. Let your existence be the resistance, folks. Because you can't do everything, but you can do something. Be safe out there. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age Project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age. I'm gonna go get some more money.